Welcome to the new hype show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. I'm handsome. Skin is glowing. Nails is clean. Just got my teeth cleaned. Feeling good. I hope y'all having a great week, as I am. I hope y'all feeling good, as I feel. I hope the babies are good. I hope the paper is flowing, baby. Positivity, positive cash flow, positive vibes only, man. Talk to me. Yo, in the word, in the famous words of Paul Moon, it's been a bad nigga year. It's been a bad nigga week. The week ain't even over, but I'm sure most of you saw that video. And I have a problem with the video. Before I say the video, I just have a problem of us sharing people's last moments. Especially when it's horrific like that. I just want to say, you know, I don't share those videos. I really don't. I try not to watch it, but sometimes it's just like, all right, let me see. Let me see what everybody's talking about. It's like sometimes I don't want to, like, I didn't watch the, I don't even want to talk about him. The video everybody's talking about now with the blood and the sacrificing, that little kid, I hate even bringing it up. I didn't watch the video. Everybody's talking about Derek Jackson cat. I didn't watch the video. Everybody's talking about, today everybody's talking about Sweetie and Quavo. I don't really care. I like Quavo, I like Sweet, but I don't care about their relationship. I don't care. Stuff like that, you're not going to get me to click on. The stuff like that, I might be out the loop with. Not out the loop, but I just don't care. I don't care enough. Because that's all people talk about. Let's talk about the young lady who just graduated a college at 12. Why don't we promote that? You see what I'm saying? It's like, where are we? And this is part of what I'm going to talk about later on. But anyways, in the words of the famous Paul Mooney, who's the GOAT, by the way, it's been a bad nigga week. Those two young ladies out in Washington, 13-year-old and 15-year-old, they carjacked a Uber driver. I think he was like 65. And he killed him. I saw the video. I said, damn, man. And after I saw the video, you know, I sat there in my warped mind. I read the comments. It was crazy. I wanted to know what would be the reaction had it been two white kids that did that. And this is the world we live in. It's always about race. Because it's an uproar. It was two young black girls. They can't say their names because they're minors. 13 and 15. But I do know down in the D.C. area, Baltimore, they've been using teenagers to carjack people because teenagers are not going to get arrested. They're going to get a slap on the wrist and that's it. That I do know because I keep my ear to the streets. The video was very, very, very disturbing. I was like, damn, man, I'm mad. I watched this shit. They went to rob him. He tried to get his car back. And the part that killed me in the video, the man was laid out dying on the floor. One of the girls is like, oh, my phone. She's worried about her phone. She's worried about her phone. That part triggered the fuck out of me. Never mind, yo, this man is fighting for his life on the floor, but you're worried about your fucking phone? But yeah, man, rest in peace to that man. My condolences to his family. It was very tragic. But what if those two girls weren't black? What if they're white? How would this play out? We wouldn't even, you know what's funny? We wouldn't even have known the race of the kids. They probably wouldn't even show the video. But had it been a video of two white girls, because there were two black girls in the video, two white girls robbing the guy. Oh, they came from broken homes. mom and dad were fighting over the $80,000 Rolex, and the kids were distraught. I want to hear what suspended going to use for these girls, and I'm not making excuses for them killing this man, but I want to hear what's going to be the narrative for these two young ladies, because they're still kids. A fully developed adult male, his brain doesn't develop until 25, 30 years old. Fully developed. So now picture a female who's, you know, her brain's fully developed by 22, 23. That's why females are way more mature than us. These are still adolescent babies. In a technical term, they're babies. And I'm not saying, again, treat them as such, but I'm curious to see the media spin on this. Because it was immediate release. It was immediately released that before I even saw the video, two African-American girls. I said, of course, you would say that. But if they weren't and we didn't have no video, oh, just two girls. We're not going to, you know, you know how the jogging goes when it's us. I feel sorry for those girls' parents. Of course, again, I really feel sorry for the families. They lost a loved one. There's no coming back from that. I think that's fucking terrible. I have questions. Could those girls have been trying to escape human trafficking? Could they have been using that car to try to get away from their captors? I'm using the spin that they would use if those girls were white. I'm using the spin that they would use if those two girls were white. Because apparently in America, black kids aren't allowed to make mistakes growing up. And this is a horrible mistake. One that's going to fuck up their whole life now. This is a mistake that's altered their whole life. Some mistakes, okay, you know, we ran a school bus into a pole. All right, an empty school bus. Everybody's fine. We get over it. But you took a life. This is going to haunt them. But again, everybody always play devil's advocate when it's not black kids. So let me put those scenarios into the equation. The what ifs. What if there were, you know, missing girls and this was their only way to escape? You know, you got to set small fires, right? Let me not go down that road. Anyways, yeah, it's been a bad week. I think the family did set up a GoFundMe in his name. I usually, you know, I'm not a current event show. You know, I talk about topics that have lasting power, but we're still in tough times. The times are not over. We have the Derek Chauvin trial, George Floyd's murderer, but I don't really want to talk about that. I have certain views that I don't want to spew on this platform because it's going to go elsewhere. And when I start talking, you know, I'm going to say the wrong thing. So anyways, an Asian lady was attacked in New York City yesterday. Broad daylight. She was 65. Dude brutally beat the shit out of her. I said, damn. Now, it was caught on surveillance, and the security guards that were in the building, in the building where the attack took place. The attack took place in front of a building. He just stand there and watched. And you know, why couldn't he step up and do something? Another security guard across the street down a block, I heard they saw it. Now, of course you would say that. Hey, why can't you go help the old lady? Of course, they're saying it's a hate crime. What it looks like to me, the attacker looks brown in the video. Now, everybody's saying that the security guard should have did something. Okay, let me explain something to you. Again, I have to step back and look at it objectively. Security guard goes over there to de-escalate the situation. But you got to stop. You got to physically get this man off of this old lady. He stomped her head in. It was terrible. She's alive, luckily. Thank God she's alive. Again, it's a 65-year-old Asian woman. I don't know how old this man was, look middle-aged. Let's say that security guard goes there and this guy puts two in his head. That job is not gonna, okay, they're gonna replace him like this. Now that's just me thinking like that. Either way, it's a lose-lose situation. He got suspended. Suspended or fired, one of them. But either way, it's a lose-lose situation. So I say, it's been a bad fucking week. Y'all could go look up these stories, see what I'm talking about. The videos on YouTube. I hate to share things like that. I won't share it. Cell phones. Camera phones. iPhones. Androids. Whatever. Whatever. I'm honestly... Anybody that knows me, I fucking hate phones. Not for what it can do. A phone call. We need that. But I hate these fucking phones. I mean, granted, we're seeing things that... Cool, if it's used for, you know, for good, I'm with it. But I'm tired of these fucking phones. Everywhere I turn, it's a phone in my face. It's a phone here, phone there. You go out to eat, they're taking pictures of the meals. You're at a fucking funeral. People are with their loved ones. Last moments with a cell phone on the bed crying. I'm like, wait, you have the audacity? And some of them are holding it in their hand crying with their loved one right there. God forbid, if my last, you know, I'm in a bed, whatever. My kids already know. Get the fucking phones out of here. Don't put no fucking phone in my face. People helping out the less fortunate, they got the phone in their face. We're about to eat some crab. We're smoking hookah. We got the phones in our face. We're doing it in slow motion. First of all, hookah is for women. So fight me if anybody you want to, that's for women. I never did hookah and I'm not going to. That's terrible. And I judge you. Yes, I do. I judge you. You're at a wake. Casket open. They're taking pictures by the casket. And it just seems that, okay, cool. If you got the cameras, y'all got out for personal use, but everything is fucking shared on social media. Everything is fucking shared on social media. I'm tired of this shit. This shit is just, I can't. Granted, we need the phones. Emergencies, yes. I'm in media, yes. It's cool to have, I'm okay with going home. Think about it. How were journalists, bloggers, and people back in the day? Well, not blogging, but entertainment people. They had to wait till they get home. Made the story more spicy. But because of these phones, families have to see their loved ones' last moments played over and over and over on the fucking internet. Now, that's not fair. I don't like that. Now, the family that has to see that video of their father, their uncle, their grandfather, his last breath, they got to watch on the internet with him laid out on the floor. George Floyd, his last, you know, on the floor. Eric Garner, I could keep going. Other people that, you know, that don't make these lists, that some crazy shit happened. We got to watch it on the internet. Oh, it's like, it should be like a... They filter, this is what I don't get. You filter the dumbest things, but you won't filter shit like that. That's what I don't understand. And I know this has nothing to do with the other, but Boozy got filtered for slapping a man. They took down his Instagram. I was like, wait. But people that share these videos don't get their shit flagged. Now I'm missing something. Especially when it's black people getting killed. I'm missing something now. So wait, when we're getting killed, it's cool because this is the programming. I got it. I figured it out a long time ago. It's the programming. They want us, you know, when your dog do something, when your dog shit on the carpet, you put the shit in his nose and you got to constantly remind him, don't fucking do this. Stay in line, right? I got it. So we can watch a man die for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Boozy slapped somebody or some bitch twerked on him. Hey, take your shit down. We don't need that negative. Whoa, wait. I got it. I know what it is. If y'all don't know what it is, then I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Stevie Wonder could see what it is. But I'm really fucking tired of these phones, man. But again, I'm part of the problem. I'm part of it. It's been times where I've been wanting to put if I'm riding around in my boy's Rolls Royce, you want to catch the emblem? Let niggas know you lit. I had to stop myself. I was sitting in a high-end vehicle. Everybody behind me was taking pictures in it. I'm sitting in it, driving it, moving around, maneuvering. Vehicle costs $450,000. Now, I know better now. I'm not going to, you know, but it's been times where I got caught slipping, but it's my fault. So now I would have been caught lacking. A nigga seen me with that. Oh, he got money. No, no, my nigga, that's a rental. No, 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 no. But if they constantly see me doing good, oh, he got money. You don't show your plate to niggas that's hungry. A nigga in Florida said that shit. I can't remember his name, but I didn't come up with that. But this is what I'm talking about. It's the cameras are, and rest in peace to Pop Smoke. Love Pop Smoke. But again, if, you know, what happened, if that was what they say happened when he showed his address on his IG stories and they caught it and came and did what they did, this is what I'm talking about. Not everything needs to be on camera. You know, it's certain celebrities, you don't even know they're around until they put a project out. I appreciate guys like that. All we are is fucking numbers. Remember, Instagram was an empty website. We're the merchandise. All this content, this content, this content. Now, again, if the content is, if your hand called for it, you're a journalist, you're a news guy, you need content, fine, I get it. But regular people, maybe I'm going too far. Maybe I'm bugging. Post the food, that's okay. Post the vacation when you come back. Enjoy the vacation while you're there. Post the good grades. I like that. You know, let the world see your kids are doing good. Perfect. But I think it should be a line drawn. Certain things should be personal, no? Not everybody is allowed that type of access to you. And again, I'm part of the problem too, so this is me talking to myself in a way. People are posting their stimulus checks, but they're blocking out certain, what's the point? Their passports, their licenses, their income tax, their, this is what I'm talking about. I'm like, this is all personal. Like, what are we doing? We don't need to live like this, y'all. We don't got to do that. What are we trying to prove? We don't got to prove shit to nobody. What, you got a passport? You got to prove it to the world? But 70 million people have to see you have a passport. They have to see you took your vaccines. They have to see people are posting their vaccination cards on there. Who asked for that? Who asked? Who asked for that? I seen somebody post their PPP loan thing. I said, Jesus Christ, nothing is sacred now. And then yet when people get mugged, stuck up, you know, the home invasions. Yo, I know what I did. Nigga, you talk too much. Good friend of mine, he just opened up a Twitter the other day. He don't fuck with social media, and I don't blame him. We wake up in the morning, first thing we do, we go on our phones. Did we pray? I mean, I get it. Sometimes, you know, the internet is our only news source. Hey, I get it. Everything is in that phone, our music, whatever, but it's, you know, it's okay. And for those that like to unplug and remind the world, Jesus Christ. But I do think you can be progressive and be on social media. It's cool. If your hand called for that and that's your thing, nothing wrong with it. But good God, certain things I think should be personal, no? You had a fight with your kid's teacher. Okay, cool. You know, yeah, whatever. It's cool. You and your baby mom's just fighting over money. You don't got to post that. But again, certain things need to be on the internet. You know, when people doing crime, expose certain people, cool. This lady was on her mother's deathbed, she posted a video. This other girl was on her dad's deathbed, she posted a video. I said, yo, the world don't need to see this, fam. Maybe something is fucking wrong with me. That's what I came to the conclusion that something is wrong with me. And I'm not normal. I honestly think if my hand didn't call for it, I wasn't a creator. I think if I reach a certain level, if I'm on a Charlemagne level or higher, like a Steve Harvey, I probably won't need, so I'll let somebody do that for me as far as, you know, other shit. But in my personal life, you'll never see me on social media. You never see Jay-Z on social media. Kendrick is still some type of mystique to them. Tata. Tata opened up Clubhouse a couple months, like 2 months ago. I was listening to him. He don't never do the internet shit. If he do, he got a burner page. You don't see him talking crazy and exposing his people. And then people be ready to die. Ready to die. If they fucking shit get deleted. They page get deleted. That's how fucking, is this really y'all lifeline? My page got reported before. Somebody did some hating shit. Whatever, just made another one. I didn't cry about it. Whatever, it's cool. But I get it. Sometimes it's these people bread and butter. I get it. But if them likes don't equal dollars to you, then you shouldn't give a fuck if you ever lose your page. You shouldn't give a fuck about it. Like, treat it as that. Social media. Social interaction. You know, you interacting with friends that you don't see every day. Cool. But if you're a celebrity and that shit get hacked, then I get it. But for those regular people that's living 9 to 5s, again, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't let the internet fool you. Do not let the internet fool you. It's cool to be a square. It's cool to be home. Doing nothing. Playing with your kids. Playing hide and seek in the house with your kids. Being on the computer. Drawing. Looking at family photos. Nothing wrong with that, man. Do not let the internet fool you or rush you. Trust me. These niggas don't be rich. These chicks don't own them bags. Them bags ain't real. Them sneakers is fake. He only got that one Gucci shirt. Living your truth. You don't got to worry about shit from people. But that's all I have to say about that, man. Yo, living your truth. Not everything belongs on the internet. Live your life. Put the goddamn phone down sometime and just enjoy life. You can't even go to a fucking concert anymore. Everybody got the phones up. I watched a concert on YouTube the other day. I said, look at that. Not one fucking phone in sight. What we have is some little disposable cameras. After them shits run out, that's it. Back pocket. We rocking. You know what you got? Memories. Yo, it's your boy Biz. Continue to support the New Hype Show. Donate. Run them streams up. Be sure Doreen's Favorite drops June 1st. That's my debut album. I'm proud of it. I'm happy. And let's go. Love y'all. Peace.
Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show. And Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.